On Saturday, South Dakotans joined millions of people across the world for a one-day rally. The Women's March on Washington was established as a show of solidarity and a rallying cry that women's rights are human rights. Companion marches took place in all 50 states and across the globe. In Rapid City, protesters filled the city administration parking lot, marched through a few blocks of downtown, and then gathered in Memorial Park. The mood was joyful, but the signs, many of them in response to the rhetoric of the previous election cycle, were defiant. Since the election, there have been appeals for understanding, for people to work out the differences that have divided the nation. SDPB's Victoria Wicks asked marchers how and where that conversation can take place.
The next thing I'd like to do is thank the Rapid City Police Department. Some of you have heard this, that back in December when I applied for the parade permit, I said 10 to 30 people.
As Women's March organizer Dorothy Brewick found out, it's tough to estimate the size of a crowd on the front end. It's also hard to take a count on the back end with this many people, but a woman standing on a short wall on 6th Street counts marchers as they walk past her. She tells the crowd when they've reached a milestone.
You are at 1,000 right there. Right there. Right there.
This is an exuberant crowd, but the signs they carry tell how far-reaching the concerns are. Keep and tweak Obamacare. Women's rights are human rights. Love, not hate, makes America great. My body, my choice, my country, my voice. Many signs refer to Trump's now infamous recorded conversation on the bus, where he boasted about grabbing women sexually. A lot of these marchers wear pink knitted caps with peaks like cat's ears, intended to be a pushback. One of them is Patlene Francis.
It's absolutely shameful. And I would really hate to have a junior high kid that I would need to explain that that's the language that our president uses. You know, when Melania talked about how she wanted to stop bullying, it seems like we now have a bully in chief.
Francis is encouraged by the turnout at this Women's March and the others across the state and nation.
I hope they establish grassroots uprisings. You know, I know in South Dakota it's pretty darn hard to have anybody see anything but red, but maybe if we energize the base of blue people, maybe we can have something change.
I think women are being pushed backwards, and I think that's why you see so many women here.
Karen Hall has been active in Pennington County for years trying to energize the base of blue people.
And so many young women. I saw a young woman carrying a sign that said no coat hangers, and she definitely did not live in the era before abortion was legal. So I think a lot of young women are starting to wake up to the fact that they may be losing rights under this administration.
Hall is one of the first members of Democracy in Action, a nonpartisan progressive women's political action group that helped organize this march. She says it's open to all women and holds some Republicans and many independents, but with that progressive message, there's still an aspect of preaching to the choir.
One of the problems that we have right now is that we speak to our own only. We listen to the news that validates our opinion. We go to the Facebook pages that validate our opinion. We're friends on Facebook with people who think like we do.
In the post-election flurry of commentary, there was a frequent refrain. The country is divided, and we need to find common ground. We need to sit down and talk with people who are not like us.
I'm marching because of the climate of fear that is prevalent in this country.
Kathy Keffler says she supports more open communication.
And we need to talk about that. We need to start a conversation. We need to open doors, open borders, and open barriers, not close them.
We're an authentic grassroots organization that's working on solving some of these problems about inclusion.
Chaz Jewett is an activist on a number of issues, native rights, women's rights, gay rights, and environmental protection. She's one of the people keeping community conversations going, meetings held on a regular basis to examine the divide between white and Indian people in Rapid City. Jewett says these meetings can also be a place to talk about political divisions.
The solution, I think, is in the process, which is we come together, and we collaborate on things, and we come up with ideas about solving this problem together.
On 6th Street, across from Memorial Park, stands a man wearing a rubber Trump mask and the now familiar red hat with the imperative, Make America Great Again. He holds a sign that says, Get Over It. He is soon confronted by one of the marchers, and he takes off his mask to talk with her. You'd expect to hear yelling, but the conversation is fairly peaceful.
And why does he pick all these billionaires? I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe from a standpoint of these people know how to make money so we can learn from them, but... You know, it seems like he didn't drain the swamp. It seems like he put more alligators in there. Aren't
sure.
you worried about that?
And that is something that he's going to have to contend with.
Yeah.
And he's held responsible for those decisions those people make.
The conversation ends when Constance Kruger has to leave for an appointment, but the Trump supporter, Lauren Grunewald, sticks around for questions. He says he doesn't think the divide is as stark in South Dakota as it is nationwide.
Barack Obama has admitted that's probably his one biggest failure is that he wasn't able to bring the country together in unity as much as he'd wanted it to.
This is a question I've asked people here today. Where is the forum for people who have opposing viewpoints on various things? Where is the forum where they can sit down together and talk about it?
I don't know. That's really tough. It just happens in the workplace. It happens with your relationships with people. I think it's just your everyday interpersonal relationships that you have with people that you could sort these things out.
And it's a conversation on a city street where about 1,000 people have gathered to express a desire for equality. It happens between these two people on opposing sides in what has been a political war. But when he takes off his mask and she puts down her sign, it turns into a debate, maybe with no winners, but at least without casualties. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.